This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Voice of Change with myself, Lauren Jacobs, and we're going to have a great time on the show today because I'm going to be veering into some great waters today, because I'm going to be talking to someone who is working in a field where, yes, when we look at the stats, we see that women are underrepresented. But we also know that this is changing. And we also know that there's a lot that we can be positive about in this area. And the area I'm talking about is, of course, aviation. Women in aviation is a big deal. And it is an industry that is changing. And it is an industry that will continue to change. And it is beautiful that people like my guest today, Kelly Slingers, are coming up and are being positive role models. That's the first thing. But they are also using their skills in aviation, not just to, you know, do the usual thing, but they're also using their skills to do something that is profound. And that is serve communities and bring relief work, do this incredible service work for people. And I think that that's what's going to really be the heart of the show today. It's all about joining in and hearing from Kelly about her work, her special passion that has impacted so many people's lives. So who is this Kelly that I'm referring to? Well, Kelly Slingers. She is a 28-year-old relief pilot, and she founded a non-profit flying supplies to rural areas in South Africa. She was born in Grahamstown, raised in Pretoria, and she also matriculated from an art school, and she specialized in music and in drama. But as she says, her purpose really prevailed, and she ended up being in flight school. And then she started working for a charter company, and then she decided she was going to pursue the plane project. That's plane, P-L-A-N-E, the plane project, full time. And she's really, really passionate about social quality. And she's also, you know, while she's doing the plane project and bringing relief to all these different communities all over South Africa, she's also studying her LLB and focusing on humanitarian law. So that is really, really Kelly's heart. That is really her heart. And as we're going to hear from her today, her journey is special and her impact is unique. And it is so beautiful because it's going to continue in that, I believe. And so today I'm going to be talking with Kelly Slingers, the founder of The Plane Project. And we're going to touch on, you know, what is The Plane Project? Why is it so important? What have been the highlights and the vision and the mission? And then we're also going to, you know, veer into a little bit of that talk of what's up with women in aviation. And, you know, is there some positives that we can look at? And Kelly's going to be with us answering all those questions. Enjoy some music and see you after this. Kelly, this is such a joy for me to have you here today. And we're going to be talking about literally your baby, your child's The Plane Project. But before we get into that, welcome to Voice of Change. And it's really good to have you here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lauren. I'm so excited to chat to you.
So, you know, it's so incredible just to be following this journey of The Plane Project, also reading a bit about you and your story. So I know then now the listeners are going, oh, wow, The Plane Project. And yes, plane is in P-L-A-N-E, The Plane Project. Tell us all about it. This is incredible work, you know, and I was reading on your website that you also said that this project really started as a platform to spread hope to young women, and especially those that were looking, you know, to work in aviation, but it really has kind of, you know, grown organically and emerged. So what exactly do you do with The Plane Project?
So absolutely correct. The Plane Project started out as an initiative to spread hope and to encourage young women to engage in STEM education and to just elicit an interest in STEM education. You know, the aviation industry is not filled with many women. So I was passionate about sharing my dream of aviation and my dream of flying with young girls. And last year we pivoted and we, you know, decided that we can do so much more with this platform, and COVID hit and the inequalities, you know, in our country were highlighted. And I thought, you know, we've got access to planes. We can chat to companies, you know, to source the supplies, and we can start flying basic supplies to rural, inaccessible communities. Mm. And that's what we did, and we've been doing. We've last week we made our 100,000 supply delivery. Wow. So we've delivered 100,000 supplies, and it's been such a cool journey. And you know, it's been challenging, but God has been good, and it's been incredible.
Mm. Wow, that is absolutely incredible. I mean, 100,000 is a really big number. When I think of it, it's like, this is incredible. And so obviously you guys, I mean, you were very involved in helping during 2020, which is when the COVID pandemic was really just gripping the world, but also South Africa. So what exactly were you doing during that time with the Plane Project? Was it about, you know, like you said, delivering supplies? Was it about food? Was it about helping communities? What exactly were you doing?
So it started with COVID relief. So initially, all our deliveries were to clinics in rural communities that were very involved in COVID support and that doing COVID testing. And you know, a lot of these clinics had no resources. These guys had masks that they had to wear and change every week, so they had to keep their surgical masks. They didn't have any proper PPE, and you know, we got some companies involved to donate these supplies, and we started delivering masks to these clinics. So it was focused on healthcare workers, and then we started getting more involved in the community and going to high schools and youth centers. But it started out as COVID relief for healthcare workers.
Hmm. This is incredible, because there's been so many projects that you've been involved in, and just like you said, youth centers as well. And I saw some of these that were listed, even like cancer in the Free State, Northwest, Northern Cape, Monshiwa Clinic, youth centers, just to name a few. This is so incredible. So it's really been this journey of, this almost sounds like it's such a passion for you. It's a heart passion, and it's a calling. It's definitely a calling for you. Did you experience, you know, birthing the Plane Project as this ultimate reality of, this is my purpose, this is where I need to be?
So, Lauren, I think my purpose was always to serve. And I knew that whatever skill I chose to develop after high school, that I would incorporate service into that. And by chance, the skill that I chose to developers flying, and now I can use that skill and, you know, try and help wherever I can. So your service, I think, is the core of everything that I do, and so it always falls back to service.
I love that. And I really wanted to ask you, you know, when we talk about women in aviation, which we're going to get into on a broader topic a little bit later on in the show, we also talk about this reality of, you alluded to it earlier on, we don't see many women ultimately in aviation. We don't even hear, you know, I've taken dozens of trips nationally and internationally, and I'm always waiting, you know, when the pilot comes on that microphone and says hello to everybody, you know, welcome on board and everything. I'm always waiting for a woman's voice. And in 20 years of traveling, I've only heard a woman's voice come over a flight once, and it was a Mango flight. And I just felt so good. My husband was, you know, poking me and saying, there's a woman, that we have a female pilot. That's so awesome. You know, he was like so excited about this, because we talk about this often as well. And this is a reality that is being faced globally. Now, I want to just pause and bring it to your journey. What was your personal journey like? Because I know that you didn't actually, you know, study aviation. It wasn't something that you were in right at the beginning. But have you found that as you pursued what you felt you needed to do, that it was challenging for you, particularly as a woman? And I would go so far as to say, as a woman of color. And what was that journey like? We need to hear some truth about that today, I think, as well.
It wasn't easy, and the place that I trained was a predominantly white male students. It was very rare that you saw a female instructor, let alone a female of color. Mm. And I definitely struck out like a sore thumb. Hmm. And I do think that as not only a woman of color, I think, you know, all students who started their flight training and all students of color who started their flight training around the same time I did, had to work twice as hard to be seen as equal. And, you know, I think when I started flying 10 years ago, that was a sad reality. The number is growing, or the number of females and the number of females of color is growing. It is sad that because of lack of funding, a lot of people, previously disadvantaged students, can't continue their training because it is such an expensive course to study. So there are a lot of barriers to entry for people of color and females of color, but the number is growing. Just a sobering statistic, in South Africa, there are just over 2,500 airline transport pilot license holders. So this is the highest license you can get as a pilot. Mm. And of that, only 228 are female and 2,242 are male.
Wow.
And then there's also a lot of the, you know, color disparities between that. But I mean, it's terrible.
I think
transformation is slow.
That's what I wanted to ask. Transformation, is it happening? And what are the barriers to it happening, you know, on a national level? Obviously, we need girls, especially our young girls and our daughters, to see females in aviation. Not only those who fly the planes, but, you know, aviation mechanics even. You know, people that are working engineers. So we need girls and our daughters to see this so that they can learn about this reality. But then also, okay, we think of pilots. We think of this transformation that needs to happen. What are the barriers? What do you think from your experience is holding back this from, like you said, it is happening and that's good and we need it more and more. But are there deep barriers that need to be bridged? Is it just financial issues? Is it mindset issues? Is it the industry itself that needs a bit of a transformation?
You know, if you go to the Civil Aviation Authority and the organizational umbrella, up at the top, they have, you know, it's pretty equal, 50% female, 50% male. But as it, you know, stems down further, it becomes a little bit, the disparity is just highlighted a little bit more. And I do think that finances are a massive barrier. So I only go and when I speak to underprivileged schools, I encourage all the students to pursue STEM education. So maths and science is important because the only way to afford this training is if students get a bursary, you know. And the only way that they get a bursary is if they've excelled in maths and science. But now, because of COVID, all of these companies have taken away the bursaries. A lot of companies have been struggling. The CAA had a bursary to fund pilots, and due to COVID, the bursary has stopped. So I think in the next few years, we will see another dip in numbers. And it's sad. But I think there are enough visible role models now for young people. I mean, I never saw a pilot until I was 18, let alone a female pilot. Mm. I was lucky to have one of my flight instructors was female. So I was lucky to have female visible role models. I'm excited about the change. I'm excited about the transformation. I think that we need to look at it a little differently. And not just focus on the sobering statistics that's currently there.
Mm. That's so awesome that you mentioned that, and we're going to pick up on that when we get back. We're going to go to a really, really quick song break. Kelly is still going to be with me after this, so we don't want you to go anywhere as we get deeper into the Playing Project. And then we're also going to be talking, like we have been talking, about women in aviation and some of the positive viewpoints that we can have on this. So don't go anywhere, and we'll see you when we get back. You're with me, Lauren Jacobs, here on Voice of Change today. And welcome to the show. I hope that you are having a fantastic, fantastic day. And we are, you know what, happy to be driving you home all safe today. And so we hope that you are, you know what, taking caution out on the road and also enjoying the show, listening in, doing a little bit of multitasking. Kelly Slingers is with me from The Playing Project. And it is so fascinating to be talking about the work that The Playing Project is doing and then women in aviation. I'm going to turn it over to some positive viewpoints as well. And you know, Kelly, you were talking before we went to the song also about, you know, not just looking at the sobering statistics and what we often hear, because it can get a little bit, you know, downhearted and we can get a little bit negative about it. But I was also reflecting, you know, on how, you know, almost 3 years ago, I think it was just over 3 years ago, I remember a news article doing the rounds and kind of just really went viral on social media, where there was that airplane incident in America with a Southwest airline. And I don't know if you remember the plane, there was a big problem with the plane and there was a hole in the airplane. And what the article that went viral was all about this, you know, this pilot, Tammy Joe, that landed this plane and was so very calm. And everybody was talking about how calm she was and everything like that. And it was almost as though people were like, wow, this super calm woman landed this plane, you know, and she became like this overnight sensation. And then everybody realizing, well, actually this lady was like an air fighter pilot for so many years and has so much experience. And do you find that this is the case? Like when people hear, oh, wow, that you're a pilot or that you fly, that people are like super interested and are thinking, wow, what kind of woman are you?
I do, my mom taught at teaches at an underprivileged school. And I remember when I used to fetch her from school, I went in my uniform, and that is how the Playing Project initially started. A lot of the kids were interested to find out about what I was doing. And I thought, you know, I never had anyone come to my school and talk to me about the possibility of flying. And I think that, you know, it's been exciting to see so many girls take an interest in aviation. And I think that I do get the odd, you know, are you a security guard question, because of the epaulets and the stripes. But mostly people, I think, know that I'm a pilot.
That's so cool though, because it's really super positive. And I don't remember anyone talking to me about flying when I was in school. I remember having, you know, those days where we would see that plane landing on the, well, not a little plane, it was a small little helicopter landing on the field. And then you always had that search and rescue demonstrations, and it was so exciting. But I never remember anybody saying, well, you know, you could do aviation, you could think about it. And it is so exciting. Now, I would love to know from you a little bit more about the Playing Project. You know, so much work that you are doing. What really drives you? What is really the vision that you have for this? Because I think it's so incredible, and I truly believe that you're going to continue this work for so long and so many years. It's going to impact so many lives. You know, what gets you up in the morning? Is it that thought, like you said earlier on, this is about serving? Or is it just, you know, just that motivation, just that excitement to go to work? You know, when they say, if you find something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. What is your motivation? What gets you up in the morning?
Absolutely. I think it's do what you love. And I worked for a flight school and a charter company before this. And I felt, you know, as I was developing my skill as a pilot, but I just, my purpose wasn't being fulfilled. And I knew that I really wanted to do more with the Playing Project. And I decided to resign so that I can pursue this wholeheartedly. And I just remember knowing that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and knowing that I am connecting with other people who, and it's just been, you know, I've met the most incredible people who are doing so much more than what I'm doing, and people who are so selfless. And that motivates me. People motivate me. The people that I've met motivate me. And just knowing that there's so much more to be done motivates me.
Hmm. Do you have any special kind of memories on any one of your projects that you've actually worked on that has kind of stuck out for you?
Oh, there's been so many. I did a flight to the Northwest, a clinic, a community clinic in the Northwest province. And they were, it was like in the middle of COVID. They were on the front line serving their community, these healthcare workers and volunteers in the community, and serving the community members in this to-do, like a makeshift tent in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, had so little resources, but they, you know, the need was there and they were called to serve, and they served so selflessly and put their lives literally on the line. Mm-hmm. To serve their neighbors. And I just thought it was, you know, it was such a selfless act of love, and it inspired me. And I just remember leaving and flying back from this community and thinking, wow, you know, these people are, what are we doing? There's so much more that we can do. And people are out there serving so selflessly.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And Kelly, is there a way, you know, people obviously always listen and they go, well, you know, is there a way for the community to help the Plane Project, or for people to, you know, help in any way? And is that possible? You know, is it about giving? Is it about sowing into the Plane Project? How do people kind of help with this? If anybody is listening that's thinking, hey, you know, I would love to know more. I want to maybe, you know, throw a seed some out there towards the Plane Project. Is there a way that people do that?
Absolutely. So on our website, www.theplaneproject.co.za, you can see the projects that we have, upcoming projects, our flight plan. And if there's anything that you feel connected to or you feel moved by, please get in touch and let us know. So we work on project by project basis. So it depends on, you know, where our missions are, and our projects are funded individually. So however people can help, and, you know, it doesn't matter how small. If someone says, look, we can chip in on parking at this airport for you guys, every little bit helps, and all our details are on the website. And also, if you are close to, you know, the area we're going to, and you want to come out and, you know, be part of the delivery, you're more than welcome to. And also, if you can't help out financially or you can't travel anywhere, help wherever you can. And if there's a place down the road that needs an extra pair of hands for help, or, you know, you're able to help in a small way, everyone should, and everyone is able to. And if you can't help the Plane Project, I would encourage everyone to help in the area that they're in.
I love that as well. And like you said, it really is about serving. And I think that, you know, we came out of 2020 and we saw so many needs, you know, during the COVID pandemic. But 2021 has just also been a tricky year, and there are still so many needs and still so much help that we want to be giving out to the community and to our communities. And I think that we need to be thinking in that light. You know, I think that oftentimes we get caught up in going, okay, well, you know, we're at level one and we're coming out of this, but we still know that there's so much that people are still struggling with, people that have maybe lost their jobs, or people that are just trying to make it through each day. And I think so great what Kelly has said, you know, get involved even where you are. And I really know that there are so many listeners that have been doing that, and we want to honor you as well today and say thank you for what you're doing in your communities and for all the beautiful work that you are doing. So, Kelly, what does the rest of 2021 look like for the Plane Project? Is there new projects that you're working on now? Are you in the middle of a project? What is you kind of the gossip, I'd say, on the Plane Project? What's happening?
So we've been focused on a particular area per quarter. So the past few months, we've been focused on Limpopo and the Northwest Province. And moving forward, we'll be, well, month of May, June, July, we'll be focused on the Western Cape. Hmm. So we'll be doing missions down in the Western Cape. And everyone knows that they have been hard hit by the flooding that's happening down there. And so we'll be helping out in the Western Cape. And we're doing a lot of work with Gift of the Givers. Mm-hmm. So we'll just be involved in a lot of projects down in the Western Cape.
And so these projects down in the Western Cape, because obviously now my listeners are excited because this is all about the Western Cape down here. So these projects in the Western Cape, is it very specifically, we know, with the flooding that has been such a tragic reality that we have been witnessing, actually not far from that far from where I live, but, you know, is it going to be just focused on that area? Are there other areas that you're going to be helping with? Because I'm sure that people want to know and maybe they can come out and say hi.
Yeah, so we'll be doing some projects just north of Wellington. There's a community up there that 93% of the community members lost their jobs. They were a railway little town, lost their jobs, and we'll be doing some work there, and we'll be doing some stuff in Straysby, and just the towns along the West Coast area. We'll be doing some hops in Europe. They call them little island hops, so we'll be doing a little town hops from town to town down in the Western Cape. And we will have a little flight plan on our website that your listeners can go have a look at.
Awesome. Please give us the details of the website, because I don't think we've given that out during, you know, the show today. So if anyone wants to go and have a look, what is the website address?
The website is theplaneproject.co.za. So plane, PLANE project.co.za.
That's so awesome. And so, Kelly, I need to tell you, do you fly your plane all the way from, you know, Limpopo and the Northwest, all the way down here to the Western Cape, all on your own?
So, well, I won't be flying from Joburg to Cape Town. I'll be hiring a plane down in Cape Town and then doing flights. So how I work is depending on the size of the consignment, and I hire a plane. And I won't be, the planes that I fly are small piston engine aircraft, so going down to Cape Town will be way too long. Hiring a plane in Cape Town and flying from Cape Town.
I imagined you doing this, you know, Amelia Earhart trek, you know, across South Africa.
I mean hers didn't end well, so.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we should go for someone else. Well, that's so beautiful, and that is such incredible work. We're so grateful that you are going to be doing some work down here in the Western Cape. We know, particularly, like I said earlier on, that our hearts have really been with the people of Straysby, you know, just really been seeing what's happening there. And as well, as you mentioned, the Gift of the Givers, being very involved there as well, just doing such incredible work. So we are grateful for that. And when we talk about the West Coast, I remember having family friends, and their son became a pilot, and he was stationed in Langebaan at the airfield there. Yes. And we used to always go and visit. And I just remember as you know, young 20-year-old, always wanting to see him in this beautiful fighter jet. It was always just this highlight, but we never really got to see him like that. But it was so incredible. And I think that year also down in the Western Cape, particularly Cape Town, we always used to have the air show every year. And it was something that we always just looked forward to. And so just, you know, it was always such a highlight. And I think we haven't had that for quite a few years. So, you know, lots of aviation history and lots of connection with everything. And so, Kelly, I also want to say you know, thank you so much for all the incredible work that you are doing. And like I said, I truly do believe, you know, when someone's heart is to serve and serve people and, you know, serve just communities, that they're going to be doing that work for a long time. And so I want to say thank you so much for this work. And we all here say thank you, and also many, many blessings for many, many more incredible flight miles for you.
Thank you so much, Lauren. Thank you. And many blessings to you and your listeners too. Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure, and many, many blessings, and take care.
Thanks, Lauren.
The other evening I was watching TV and I saw this advert come on, and I do believe that they were advertising a car. But what caught me on the advert was really just more the story that was being told. And it was, you know, featuring South Africa's very first black female fighter pilot. And I loved how strong she looks, and I loved the message of the advert. You know, just her kind of being quite almost a little bit defeated in the beginning, and then rising up and embodying that strength and becoming all that you were called to be. And I think adverts like this truly do show us that women in certain situations, women in certain fields, women in certain, you know, industries are still more an anomaly than the norm. And I know that now you're probably shouting at the radio saying, yes, Lauren, they are advertising a car, and the car is, well, I can't remember what the car is, but I do promise you I will go and Google it straight after this. But it just shows that I may not remember the car, which is probably not the market, what the marketers were going for, but I do remember the story, and I do remember the woman, and I do remember how strong she looks. And I think that that image is just captivating. It is so captivating. But it is also, like Kelly says, things are changing, and we can rejoice in how it is changing. And when I think of that, I also think of women like Kelly, and I also think of women like the pilots that flew home the mango plane that I referred to earlier on. Then I can honestly say that it was such an impactful moment for me. I've been flying since I was 14, so I've been flying for 23 years, and I've never ever in that, you know, I have not physically been flying the plane, but I've been in the plane, just to clarify that. And you know what, I just only had one time where I heard a woman flying the plane, you know, her voice coming over and saying hello. And I think that that moment was so very strong for me. And I think it is so strong for many of us when we consider that women want to be in these fields and can be and are fully equipped to be. So we know that things will change. We know that our daughters will maybe want to fly. And you know what? There is a small little short film on Netflix called Sitara. And it is about a young Indian girl, very short animated film, that dreams of flying. And yet in a society where girls are not called to be anything different than either just, you know, the standard of a cultural norm, she doesn't get to fulfill that dream, but her younger sister does. And I think that when we consider these realities, I know that sometimes we get tired of talking about, you know, how things need to change. But we do know that we talk about it because they need to change. And it's so incredible for different people to be able to use their gifting, their skills, their passions, and their God-given ordained missions to do the beautiful work that they are doing. And so the Plane Project is an incredible work, and it was founded by a wonderful, wonderful pilot. And we do here at K-Pulpit want to just pray that Kelly and her team, many people that help her out from day to day, flight to flight, or just in general, that they will all be blessed as they do this incredible relief work. And to hear that they have just, she has just completed the 100,000 relief work drop. I mean, incredible. Can you imagine? It is so, so great to be with you today. So much I'm taking time to reflect on. But I really pray that you have a great evening. We have some wonderful shows coming up, and enjoy them. Enjoy being with us. We love being with you here on Radio Cape Pulpit. See you next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.